Okay, we got another song here. This is the Every Time Don Williams song for someone in this room. So here we go. A classic, Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good. Good. I'm going to read a little more scripture, and then we'll listen to another song. So Proverbs, we'll go on to, we'll just keep going. So this was, we'll start on verse 29, chapter 23, verse 29. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine, who go to sample bowls of mixed wine, do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange sights, and your mind imagine confusing things. You will be like one sleeping on the high seas, lying on the top of the rigging. They hit me, you will say, but I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I do not feel it when I wake up, so I can find another drink. Do not envy wicked men. Do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence and their lips talk about making trouble. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Okay, we're going to go on, and this is a duet with Don Williams. Let's see here. Maybe I'm going to buy it. Yeah, I think I'm going to buy it. Hold on a second. Okay, this is a duet by Don Williams and Emmylou Harris. Most of you have probably heard it. And see if I can find it. It's called If I Needed You. So pretty famous in its day. So here we go. Okay, that was Don Williams and Emmylou Harris, and so that was If I Needed You. So, okay, let me find this song, because this next verse goes with it. Let me find it here. Let's see here. So, I'm a big Western fan. I like Westerns, and so... True Grit, the original one, John Wayne. I loved his performance, but Glenn Campbell spoiled it for me. But I didn't know it was spoiled until the remake came along. The Coen brothers did the remake. And I catch a lot of grief for that, but I think the remake was better. I love John Wayne, and he did a great job in True Grit, but, man, Glenn Campbell just was not cast correctly. But in Glenn Campbell's role in the remake, they cast Matt Damon, who was not really cast directly, you know, correctly. Matt Damon's just not a Western guy, but he did better than Glenn Campbell. So this, I want to find this song. I got lost in my, hold on a second here. Let me find it real quick. I'll just look up here. So while we're talking here, so at the beginning of the remake, the camera pans in and it's black screen, and then they throw up this Bible verse. Okay, and this Bible verse fades, and you see this guy get on a horse, and snow is falling in front of this saloon, and you see this guy get on a horse and ride away. And you find out later it's the killer right after he killed this girl's father, who ends up being the protagonist in the whole thing. Her father is killed, and she goes in search of his killer. And hires Rooster Cogburn to go get him, the old marshal, who was the John Wayne character. But it throws up this Bible verse, and then it fades, and then all you hear is this, you see this horse, and you hear the galloping, and the horse rides off into the lightly falling snow into the darkness. And so this is the Bible verse that was on it. And then I'm going to play you the song that was played during the movie. So this is Proverbs chapter 28, and the movie was a big hit. The Coen brothers did it. The wicked man flees, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And that's on the screen, and then it fades, and all you see is this horse kind of in the fading light, galloping off in the light snow. And it sets the stage, you know, that she's going to go try to avenge her father and goes after the killer. But in the movie, I think the soundtrack is wonderful. In the movie, this song, they play this song in the movie. And I really like this version. It's an old gospel song everybody will remember. But this lady named Iris DeMent sings it, and so I just like this version. It fit with the movie. True Grit, it's the remake. I highly recommend going and seeing it if you hadn't. So, classic Western. Here we go. song made me remember the movie. I highly recommend it. It is the remake of True Grit. You can go watch the original, too, with John Wayne. It was a great movie. John Wayne was a great character. The remake, I thought, was really, really good. Kind of a different take on it. Kind of like that song. You know, the song's good, but you hear a different take on it. So, anyway, I got another song I'm going to play. I got time enough for maybe two more songs. So, let's see here. I like this song. So this wasn't a hit song or anything. Came out maybe 7 or 8 years ago. I won't call it a one-hit wonder because I think the singer's still out there, Haley Klinkmeyer, but it's called A Life That's Good, and she's basically her prayer to God, you know, for a good life. So here we go.
Sometimes I'm hard on me when dreams don't come easy. I wanna look back and say I did all that I could. At the end of the day, Lord, I pray I have a life that's good. Two arms around me, heaven to ground me, and a family that always calls me home. Four wheels to get there, enough love to share, and a sweet, sweet, sweet song at the end of the day. Two arms around me, heaven to ground me, and a family that always calls me home. Four wheels to get there, enough love to share, and a sweet, sweet, sweet song at the end of the day. Lord, I pray I have a life that's good. At the end of the day, Lord, I pray I have a life that's good.
Okay, that's all I got for today. That's it.
Well, you can never go wrong with Proverbs. It's one of my favorite books. Proverbs and Psalms and John are my three favorites.
Well, I hope you all have a good day.
And you always have a way with the songs to intertwine them, and I think that's just so cool. Just regular songs, and you figure out a way to put it together with scripture, and that is just so cool to me. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of the day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Tom Ivester, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.